then talking for his fourth Mishnah, Eila, Shehem Tzvichim Shevo Be'mayim, here are the types of knots and the like that are made to open up, and therefore you have to open them up before you toggle them. Kesha Sheba Pirkosim Sheba Kotev. It's a type of undershirt that was opened in the shoulder areas, and when they would put it on, they tie up the shoulder straps, but they would open it up afterwards, so therefore it has to be opened up. Selfish of Sodin, Tov and Mateach, a certain fold at the end of the sheet, and also they get stuck together, you have to open them up again, because they should be opened up. Tefillah shel rosh is man she'ein achoytzeh, if you have a knot in the tefillah which is not tight and it's made to constantly change the knot, then you have to open it up. Shel zroid is man she'ein achoytzeh, also the knot of the son shel yad, when it also is made to go up and down and change the position of it. The shnitzum shel sando, even some other like the strings of the shoe, ones that you take in and you take out, of godin, and also garments that have a string run through them that also is made to take in and take out. All these have to be removed. Godin should deal with a button. If somebody freshly laundered a garment and he wants to retable it now, actually ba'abu, you have to wait till bubbles come up from it. You know, that's a sign that the water was absorbed in the garment. Tefillah neguvim, achi babu v'yenuchami v'bulam. He was toivel them when they dried out, then you have to let it bubble and wait till the bubbles stop. That's a sign that the tight surface has been covered with water.